Welcome to Haunted Meat, the health, fitness, wellness podcast for strange and unusual people. I'm your host, Melanie Black. In today's episode, if you don't define yourself, the world will do it for you. Every day we are bombarded with so much information, stories, advertising that becomes a part of our landscape. We are told what we desire, what we fear, what defines us. We are categorized, satirized, and stereotyped. The message becomes our culture, and our culture becomes us. This is not necessarily a bad thing. For some, allowing these definitions to mold them makes life easier. They can focus their energy on achievement along the path that has been laid out for them, and they feel accomplished and successful. The problem is, this only works if you happen to fit the mold. Feeling that pressure to fit in means y'all don't fit. Being passive makes this worse. Being passive is painful when you don't fit the mold. If you do not feel in perfect harmony with your culture, if you disagree with what others expect of you, or if your path is not so clear, you will need to be less passive. Being passive allows outside influences to squeeze you into the mold. Feeling that pressure to fit in means you don't fit. If you feel this way, don't ignore it. It will not go away. Make space for yourself. Define yourself with clear boundaries. Define yourself with strong words. Define yourself with bold action. Because if you do not, the world will do it for you. Being passive is not only mentally painful for people who don't fit the mold, it can also be physically painful to be passive. If you have a sedentary lifestyle, or you are living the typical life of somebody who is being pushed from one commercial to the next, from one seated activity to the next, being entertained, being passively entertained and fed all the time, that becomes painful. It might feel easy for a while, but eventually that catches up with you and your body literally starts falling apart and feels the pressure of lack of activity. When defining yourself, you should also think not just about your mind and your culture, and your place and your mental space, but your physical space as well. Think about defining your body, defining your muscles, defining your strength. Define your physical and mental self, because if you don't, the world will do it for you. If you don't define your physical space, you will be caught between fast food and small clothing and feeling the pressure to fit in. Define your style, define your physical self, make it all yours. If you cannot fit the mold as it's laid out, if you just don't feel that that is your place, that you don't have a place there, if it's not comfortable, don't be comfortable. Give up the dream of comfort and being passive. Being comfortable and being passive is not possible unless you fit the mold that is already laid out for you. But even though it is a lot of work, there is good news. It is worth it. You should still endeavor to do it. Today's episode of Haunted Meat is brought to you by Pumpkin Spice. Because it's September, and pumpkin spice on fucking everything. That's why. Go drink some pumpkin spice. Snort some pumpkin spice. Lick some pumpkin spice today. Because pumpkin spice is on everything. My mother would probably tell you that I've always been rebellious, that I've never fit the mold, that I've always marched to the beat of my own drum, and oh, I wish that were true. I wish I could get back all of the hours and days and months and years that I've wasted over my life trying to fit into the mold, whether that was culturally, in a relationship, in my image, in how I conducted myself with my superiors at work, whatever it was, I wish I could get back those times that I tried to go with the flow and fit in the mold, because only suffering came out of those times. It was living a lie. If you are the type of person who does not fit the type of person who's a type of person, then you are going to really be thinking about how this whole conversation resonates with you and maybe some kind of pressure you're feeling right now to fit into a certain way of doing things. Fitting in doesn't make it easier. Fitting in makes people think you're a liar. And that's doubly painful if you've been trying to accommodate them, right? That's doubly painful if you've been really working at trying to make their life better by bending yourself into the mold. But they know it's a lie, and they're not wrong. And eventually they're going to figure it out, and they're going to call you selfish, and they're going to call you a liar and a cheat for trying to become something you're not. Save yourself the time. Save yourself the struggle. Exercise, nutrition, self-care. You know you want it, you know you need it, so why aren't you doing it? Well, chances are you are a bit of a rebel and really need something that is way more customized to your lifestyle, to your needs, and something that allows you to express yourself and be 100% that bitch. In fact, I want you to be 9,000% that bitch. Go ahead and visit www.bb9000.com. I am starting my next Boss Bitch 9000 coaching program on October 1st of 2019. This 90-day coaching program goes through a myriad of wonderful things that allow you to define yourself, become 9,000% more you, and be more... Save yourself from yourself by defining yourself, not just mentally, but also physically, not just spiritually and culturally, but also actually and physically. Doing less, being passive, going with the flow, not only hurts your relationships and yourself, but it also hurts your physical body. Be clear about what you want from your physical self, not just your actions or words. Exercise and mold your body into what you want it to be. Exercise and define your mind as you want it defined. Not what culture says it should be, not what your friends or family think it ought to be, what you know is true for yourself. Find yourself. Define yourself, because if you don't, the world will do it for you.